Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. All right, guys, welcome back to the Cryptoconomy Podcast. Keep an ear out on new episodes. I am going to be on the Friends Against Government podcast with Carr and Bird Archist. And I had a ton of fun on that one, so I can't wait for them to release it. I think they're going to be sending me a copy so I can just have it as an episode on this podcast, and I believe I will make it Crypto Chat number 2. And we have another interview coming soon, and I'm really, really excited about this one. So everybody stay up to date on these. I think I got some fun stuff around the corner here. But today I'm going to hit a short one from Nopara73. If you've been listening to this for a while, you know I try to stay up on all the privacy-focused stuff in the Bitcoin space. And, well, the whole crypto economy, but Bitcoin in particular is... I cannot wait to see some really solid solutions that many, many devs have been working on. And one of those in particular, who I've read content by, is Nopara73. And we are hitting his article on Medium, released just a week or two ago, titled Wasabi, Privacy-Focused Bitcoin Wallet for Desktop. So let's jump in. A few days ago, I gave a talk at the Building on Bitcoin conference where I unveiled Wasabi Wallet that will bring Bitcoin privacy to a new level. If you are already familiar with my work, Wasabi is Hidden Wallet, rebranded and rewritten from scratch with some new features. I explained in the talk why it was needed. Summary. You can already try it out. Link to the GitHub. The beta release is on August 1st, the first anniversary of the user-activated soft fork. The 1.0 release will be on October 31st, the 10th anniversary of the Bitcoin white paper. It is open source and cross-platform, so it works on every desktop architecture, Linux, OS X, and Windows. It is an HD or hierarchically deterministic wallet. It uses BIP84 derivation scheme, so it can only generate BEC32 native segregated witness addresses. It has advanced coin control features. This is the only true light wallet that is already deployed and that does not fail against network analysis, thus protects your privacy against network observers. We achieve this by implementing BIP157 and 158. The Tor Anonymity Network is integrated, and the wallet cannot be used without it. It complies with the Zero-Link Wallet Fungibility Framework. The wallet implements a trustless Bitcoin mixing technique called Chaumian CoinJoin and enforces constant 100 anonymity set. This means waiting for peers may take a long time until liquidity catches up. No anonymity system used today in any cryptocurrency comes close to this number. More on this later. Unlike today's centralized mixers, in Chaumian CoinJoin, the coordinator of the mix cannot steal your coins nor de-anonymize you. We take mixing fees of 0.3%. We operate legally. Our company is called ZK Snacks. Its website is in development, zksnacks.com. Unfortunately, when you create a new wallet, you must accept the long terms and conditions first. Sorry about that in advance. My efforts to make it a one-liner did not convince our lawyers. It is full of things like, I promise I do not use it for buying drugs, carding, etc. The wallet looks like this. How does it compare to alternatives? Cash. Cash is superior. Its anonymity set is in the millions. Banks. Banks are better in some way and worse in some other ways. Just like cash, banks provide complete anonymity for you towards most third parties, like your neighbor or your grandma. However, you have no privacy towards your bank. Centralized Bitcoin mixers. Centralized Bitcoin mixers are often vulnerable to amount analysis. They can steal your coins, and you have no privacy against them. Wasabi solves all of these issues. Join Market. Join Market is a special type of coin join. You may use it as a taker or as a maker or in hybrid mode by running the Tumblr script. If you are a taker, you pay the whole transaction and join market fees to every maker you join your coins with. If you are a maker, you must run a script continuously that will generate income for you. As a taker, join market is instant for you. We are planning to make every one of our non-mixing transactions a join market taker transaction in the future. Monero. Monero is an altcoin. The anonymity set of Monero is 2 to 10. Wasabi's is a constant 100. However, in Monero, every transaction is a mixing transaction. Zcash. The anonymity set of Zcash could potentially be huge. However, unlike Wasabi, it does not enforce any anonymity set, and the lack of usage of its privacy features keeps it small for now. Lightning Network. Lightning Network is a second layer scaling solution that fixes many privacy problems that are present in cryptocurrencies, but it also introduces new ones. Assuming Lightning is fully anonymous, there will always be a need for on-chain privacy. But Lightning is not fully anonymous. Lightning's anonymity can be compared to the traditional banking systems. It also achieves confidentiality within a Lightning hub, but you have no privacy towards the hub. However, when a payment goes through multiple hubs, Lightning uses onion routing. That facilitates privacy, assuming the hubs do not collude. Another benefit to Lightning is that its hubs don't need to KYC their users. Its downsides are some public information like the channel sizes, which all nodes know about, and the onboarding and offboarding transactions. In the future, we're planning to facilitate Lightning onboarding transactions with our coin joins. Frequently asked questions. Why is the anonymity set 100? Sufficient anonymity set is a hard question that no research has attempted to answer it so far. I asked many privacy researchers, and it seems to me the rough consensus is that an anonymity set above 50 could be considered sufficient. Furthermore, our calculations have shown that with the liquidity of today's mixers, our mixing rounds would take 1 to 5 minutes with 100 anonymity set and a 0.1 Bitcoin fixed denomination. Do you plan hardware wallet support? No. We are focusing on privacy features and the stability of our network. As long as there are significant improvements to be made on those fields, we are not interested in anything else. Why are other light wallets not private? It is easy to see why most light wallets fail here. They are using a back-end server to show you your wallet balances. This immediately links together all of your wallet addresses to them. Electrum's model is a special case. Your Electrum wallet connects to a random Electrum server ran by anyone, thus your privacy is failing towards those entities. Bloom filtering SPV wallets are, however, different. Bread Wallet, Airbits. They don't use back-end servers. Rather, they are leaking information to every blockchain analysis company who are crawling the Bitcoin network for their Bloom filters. Full nodes like Bitcoin Core or full SPV nodes like Stratus's Breeze wallet or the previous version of Wasabi wallet, which was called Hidden Wallet, were the only good solutions against network analysis. However, 1 year ago, the Lightning Network developers came up with the concept of BIP 157 and 158, which enables light wallets to protect their privacy. They built it and called it Neutrino. But they could not deploy it to the mainnet until Bitcoin Core starts to serve them, which can take a couple of years. In Wasabi, we built it too. It works as follows. Our backend builds a filter table that your wallet downloads over Tor. These filters are constant. Every wallet downloads the same filter table. From this table, your client can figure out what blocks it is interested in, and it asks for those blocks from random Bitcoin nodes one by one. From those blocks, it can reestablish your wallet balances. What has changed since Hidden Wallet? We added regression tests. We added cross-platform tests and continuous integration. We added 10 times more unit and integration tests. I rewrote the Tor library from scratch. We replaced our full block downloading SPV wallet architecture to BIP-157-158 architecture to make it a fully light wallet. We rewrote the GUI in Avalonia, which is native .NET. Previously, it was written with Electron. What are the weaknesses of the wallet? It is BEC32 only wallet. This means legacy wallets are not able to send money to it. It is mixing to itself, not directly sending. It is round based, and until liquidity catches up, rounds may take a long time. Rounds have a common denomination, which is currently 0.1 BTC. If someone does not have that much coins, then they will not be able to participate in the mix. If someone has a lot of coins, he must participate in many rounds. Final notes. I am super excited of what we are delivering. I hope I was able to give some of my enthusiasm in this article. We are soon going to be able to use Bitcoin in an end-to-end, fully anonymous way. You can support my privacy work on Bitcoin, Zero Link, and Wasabi Wallet here. And he links to a Bitcoin address, which is actually really cool because he posts an accountability link, which he goes to his GitHub, basically just shows everything that he's spending his donations on. So if you want to help fund his work and keep this stuff coming, I definitely encourage you to donate to him. I've been following him for a long time, and he does some amazing stuff. And the link that he has at the beginning, I definitely, if you have the time, maybe just turn it on in the background. That's what I did. That's what I usually do with some of these big conferences that have like 8-hour videos. I'll just have it turned on. And his discussion of Wasabi Wallet was really good at the conference. And so I encourage you to check that out if you get an opportunity to. I will link to that. Of course, it's actually in the article, which I'm going to link to as well. And this was more of just kind of a breakdown and introduction of the Wasabi Wallet. But I'm so excited about a lot of the privacy stuff going on. And I'm really excited in particular with some of these like CoinJoin mechanisms and protocols to see, like, we're getting to the point where the possibility of creating a privacy incentive that is lower cost than, I mean, this one specifically is not, but this is a major step towards getting there, but lower cost than even base transactions. As these become like fully realized and integrated with making a payment that is a CoinJoin, or making a Lightning channel opening or closing that is CoinJoin, you're looking at the possibility of with high liquidity in that, of actually saving money overall on fees, which becomes an argument against privacy, is that, you know, you're going out of your way to make it private. But what happens when someone is basically telling you that you can't have privacy, and they're going to force you to pay a higher price in order to maintain a lack of privacy? Like, I think it actually fundamentally changes the argument when the private option becomes the default, and it is a greater hindrance or cost in order to decrease or remove that privacy from the system, or from the process itself. So I think I've been, if you listened to episode 100 and my Dandelion article, I think that actually is possible now. I worried that it wasn't, and that it was always just going to be a fringe thing, but I seriously wonder if we could actually reach a point where privacy is cheaper than the lack of it. And so I'm really excited to see this stuff play out, and I can't wait to try out this wallet. I have not downloaded it yet and messed around with it. I've mostly been busy with other stuff. But definitely check his work out and follow Nopara if if you do not already on Twitter. But I think that was basically all we needed to cover. I just wanted to hit that. Love some privacy stuff. Start out the week. And let's get into some other stuff. Like I said, I've got I had a really fun interview with the guys at Friends Against Government podcast. Can't wait for that one to be released. I want to listen to it and see if I sounded like an idiot or not. Had a couple of drinks, so that should be fun. And yeah, I've got another interview coming up very soon, and I am really, really excited about it as well. So everybody stay tuned. Follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy and Medium as well. And of course, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and share it with all your friends in the crypto space. I think we got some fun stuff coming up and you don't want to miss it. So until then, if you would like to donate or support the show, do not forget you always have the option of purchasing your hardware wallet if you do not yet have one, your Trezor, through my affiliate link, which I will have on the Twitter page and the podcast page as well. And of course, if you would just like to buy me a coffee or help me out with a couple of bucks for my expenses and time, that would be wonderful as well. I will have my donation address available in both of those places too. So with that, I will catch you guys tomorrow. This has been the Crypto Economy Podcast. Take it easy, guys. We'll be right back.